So this is Paul writing to the Thessalonians. He only spent 3 weekends with the Thessalonians, according to the book of Acts. When you get to Corinth, he'd been there for 6 months or more. But he only spent 3 weekends. And they were new Christians, in a sense. They were a new company. And Paul was writing to them, if you read chapter 4, there were those in Thessalonica who were worried. Some of the congregation, some of the assembly had died, and they weren't sure what was going to happen to them. So Paul writes that he needs the concern, because if they died in the Lord, then they will be raised. And he brings in chapter 4 the great hope of the rapture. He says in that chapter 4, we do not wish you to be ignorant. And that's part of what we're trying to do today, is that you shouldn't be ignorant. And there is quite a lot of ignorance today, certainly in the world, but even certainly amongst Christians, there's some ignorance about things. But hopefully, as a result of what we learn today, we might be aware of what's going on, of what's going to happen. So Paul writes in chapter 4, you shouldn't be ignorant. But when he gets to chapter 5, he's not talking about the rapture, which is something new, which is revealed to Paul, but he's talking about the day of the Lord. Now that is different from the rapture. The rapture is when the Lord Jesus comes for his people, for his saints. But the day of the Lord is a different matter. It's a separate thing. And he says, concerning the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that ye be written to, for ye know perfectly well. See, the rapture, the first coming of the Lord Jesus, they needed to be instructed in. It was something that was given to Paul specifically. When he gets to the day of the Lord, he says, you should know that. And why is that? It's because it's been prophesied all through Scripture. There's more about the day of the Lord than there is about the first coming, and when Jesus became a man, Bethlehem, the Christmas story, if you will. But there's quite a bit about that. The rapture is only hinted at in the Old Testament. Paul brings it out in Thessalonians and in Corinthians. But the day of the Lord is the Old Testament is full of it. It's when Jesus comes back to this earth to reign. It's his day. Now, it doesn't mean just one single day. I think James here is somewhere in his notes, he speaks about it's like the hour of Napoleon's greatness. It's a period of time. And the day of the Lord is a period of time when Jesus will come back to this earth physically and he will set up his kingdom. I'm sure we might know this, but there is a timeline, and I've been to Bible studies where there's been a timeline. And we know that from Scripture that the first thing that's going to happen, the very next thing that's going to happen is the rapture. And that is explained, as I say, in chapter 4, which we haven't read. But that's when the Lord Jesus comes to take his people away. Suddenly, there's going to be a massive disappearance. It will be a 9 days wonder. But when that has happened, and we, as belonging to the Lord, are in heaven, then the Lord will start to work with his own people, the Jews, and he will bring judgment onto the earth. You read Revelation, and you'll see all the judgments that come onto the earth from the Lord himself. And then finally he will come back and put his feet on the Mount of Olives, it says, And he will begin to reign. So he says, you know this, the day of the Lord is not something that is a fanciful thing. He says, if you're well versed in the scriptures, you know. And then he says, there'll be sudden. And the world, you know, is going on, and they won't realize what's hit them. It will be a thief in the night. So the point is, it shouldn't overtake us. Now, we won't be here, but it's the principle that Paul is concerned about, is what we should be now. And this is really the point of this whole, or part of the point of this whole occasion, is that knowing what's going to take place, how do we react now? What are we to be like as Christians now? We might say, well, the rapture is going to come, the Lord's going to come and take his people. But does that mean I can just live anyhow now? Does it mean I can just do what I like now because I'm going to be taken away? Escape? Is it just an escape route? No, it should affect our lives now. So the day of the Lord I've already spoken about. I probably should have synced the slides with what I was saying, but, you know. The day of the Lord is that period. It's not defined in Scripture. It's not one day, but it's a whole period starting, I think, soon after the rapture of the church, when the church, that includes every true believer in the Lord Jesus. That's not a church building, but it's every true believer in the Lord Jesus forms part of his bride, his church. And when the rapture happens, the Lord will snatch out his church, and then the day of the Lord begins. And it includes all the judgments that are coming upon the earth, upon wickedness, and then finally it will result in the Lord Jesus setting up his own kingdom as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So it's not, to the world, they won't know what's hidden. You think of all that's going on in the world, and when the day of the Lord comes, it'll be just another 9 days wonder. They'll say, they wonder what's hit them. The press will be full of it, and then they'll forget it, because there'll be somebody else who wants to take over. It's a thief in the night, but it shouldn't be for us who are believers, because we know. And then you as a believer should know what's hit. It's all in the scriptures, all in that, in our scriptures, in the Word of God. So, as I say, all of this, if you know all of this, what is going to happen, then the point is, how are we going to be now? How does it affect us? And then, so Paul says, basically, you're either a son of the day, or you're a son of the night. And so, what are we sons of? Well, I got flack for this scripture, for this cartoon. But we're either, Paul is very black and white. We're either a son of darkness or of night, or we're a son of light. You can only be one or the other. Someone said to me, I think it's very interesting, there's no twilight for the believer. No twilight. You're either one or the other. And all that we discussed this afternoon, either you're either a son of light and you should act it, or if you're not a son of light and a son of day, then there's only one alternative. The only way of transferring is to come to the Lord Jesus. He says he's translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the Son of his life. That's conversion. Being translated from one kingdom to the other. So are you a son of light and of day, or are you a son of darkness? It's as simple as that, isn't it? So there's some questions. I think this is what it's all leading up to. Am I a long time?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay. So there's some questions I just
you might have other questions or comments, but this is just a, like a starter for starter 10 or starter 3. So what do? We go into our groups now, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so there's got three questions. We'll discuss in our own groups for about 10-15 minutes then. Yeah, Paul says you know the times and seasons, do we? It's the first one. How is the day of the Lord perfectly now? And how can we show we are sons of light? So there's these three questions just to promote discussion, but then you might have your own thoughts and comments. So,
we've done that.